can't be trackside, the late mail, interviews and the calls are all here on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 10:03, as we make to the first of Coral, we're getting it away at 10:15. In that, Paul Francis likes 5 for 169, 5 Blazing Ash to beat 1 Jungle Book, 6 Nestle Do and 9 Only Guessing, 5 169, Paul Francis in race 1 of Corowa. Big day of racing today, it's Cup Day at Gosford. The man will have the track like a billiard table, I reckon, is Steve Scollard. Morning, Steve.
Hey, Sean, how are you, mate?
I'm good. How's your day and how's your track?
No, my track's very, very good. So it is. It's a good pour. It's got a lovely clump of grass on it, mate. And obviously, you know, we've kept the water up to it since we raced last Friday. Yep. So, mate, it's got really good cushion. Just a little bit of give in it. And, mate, all should go real well, I hope.
All right, terrific rail today.
It's in the true, mate. It's in the true. We raced the 3 metres last Friday. We popped it back into the true where it was for the meetings over that Christmas New Year period.
All right, so fine, good four, and you've kept the water up to it, so there should just be a nice little bit of giving it for us.
There's a lovely bit of giving it. Chris O'Brien put one round it this morning for me. Mate, he just come back in and said, mate, perfect. I said, well, that'll do. As I said, it's going to be warm, but you know, we are in the middle of January and we live in Australia, so you've got to expect that. We're lucky enough, we do have there's a breeze blowing, and it's been blowing since about 3:30 this morning. So whatever that is circulating, it's not going to get too hot. Mm.
Yeah. No, the train, you've got plenty of cover there. Everything's booked out from what Daniel Lacey said earlier on. But there's still plenty of cover for people who want to go along.
Plenty of cover, plenty of grandstands. Beer's cold. I'd much rather be in there than out where I'm going to be. But that's the way the cards are dealt.
Your barrier trial one after the last, I reckon, Steve.
Maybe more than one, Sean. Maybe more than one.
Could be a big meeting, all right.
Good. See you later, mate.
See you, Steve Scollard, track manager at Gosford. Gary Harley's going to find the winners. Morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, it's too hot, but 42 at my place it'll be, as it has been the last 2 days and the next two, but a lot cooler down on the coast at Gosford.
All right, now let's have a look at the first there. 1 Oakfield Captain, $6. 2 Judge Judy, $2.30. 3 Flagpoles, $8. 4 Zavance, $2.90. 5 Uberlux, $6. 6 Conductress, $31. 7 Just 2 V's, $31. 8 out. Favourite, $2.30. Number 2, Judge Judy.
Best bet of the day, Judge Judy. They bet yesterday $3.10. And a 33-1 shot beat the other scratchy. So it's a big go. Kim Moore's got her. She's a star witness there. First up at Kemmler just recently on the 3rd of January. She was pretty good. Got back worse than midfield in the 1400. Behind the leaders when they straightened up. And Jason Collard had to drag her across the heels at the 300. Hit the front at the 200. She looked like winning, but High Prayer grabbed her right on the line and just beat her. Last time in, she was a good winner at Musselbrook, and Kim took her to Scone. For the big the Cup Carnival in the black tie. Oh, no, it was only a Class 2. Trevor Tiano won the race. He's a group horse and beat her about 3 lengths. The mile will suit her, and she is unbeaten second up. At two runs second up and won them both. I've got her on top. Second pick of the race, number 4, is the Van. Now, that race that Zavance won at Wyong, that was a Saturday meeting. Wasn't as strong as a midweek, but it did win well. It was a soft track. It's by Mossman, and both its wins have been on soft tracks, which is a bit of a worry coming onto the good four today. But it has got McAvoy, and it's crying out for a mile on the way that it won at Wyong last start. So its second pick, number 5, Uber Lux is at 2 runs back now. Well in the betting, could run a place. And number 1, Oakfield Captain. He's always thereabouts. Has run a string of placings and won a race at Newcastle first up. 2, 4, 5, and 1.
Now, race 2, 1 stunned, 51. 2 out, 3 lifetime quest, 650. 4 Pindus, 380. 5 snaps, 260. 6 Almahiri, 850. 7 first pirouette, 126. 8 Foxpack 380, 9 Layla de Vega 14, 10 out. 260 favourite narrowly is number 5 Snaps.
Who's riding Snaps?
Not notified at the moment. Still waiting.
Can he claim?
Not notified. Probably can, yeah. Half brother to you, isn't he?
A few years back, we had a bloke working on Sky who was a bit green, and he said so-and-so won that race ridden by not notified. Many years back. Many when it first started. Mate, I think it'll win Snaps. Gee, that's a bit. Oh, it went up $4.40. Oh, no. Hang on a minute. Went up $4.40. The $3.40 favourite has come out, press box, and the $7.50 chance has come out. So that would have shortened the price right up. It'll be hard to beat. He's a colt that'll love Gosford, the tight track and that short run home. He ran fourth at Canterbury the other day. I think he beat three quarters of a length. He was running third up on the speed. But he went a bit keen in the mid stages, but he chased home good. Prior to that, he was on the speed all the way when second at Hawkesbury. And he only got beat a length of three quarters to Roosevelt one day at Warwick Farm. Lilith run second. I mean, they're real good runs for this. We'll wait a rider because Corey Brown's indisposed, but I don't care who rides it. I think it'll win. Number 8, second pick, Foxpack. John O'Shea's got this horse. He only has the one run, and that was on the Kenzo. Heavily backed because it won three trials in a row, and it started 360. It was up running second all the way, got better length and half. It was outside the leader straightening. It'll go good today, second up. It'll benefit a lot from that run. It's the main threat. Number 4, Pindus, for the Godolphin. Got a lot of second. 6 starts for 4 second. Wasn't beaten a long way, only a couple of lengths at Canterbury last start. Got to be a chance. Good race, isn't it? And number 6, Alma Hurry for John Thompson. 5, 8, 4, and 6.
All right, let's go and have a look at the next event, which is the third. Now, 1 Sir Harry, $6 to Aaliyah, $3.40. Number 3, Barrymore, 16, 4 out. 5, My Boy Collie, 51. 6, Chief Command, 340. 7, Maestro, 34. 8, I'm Kate, 850. 9, Monterey Lad, 420. 10, Glorioso, 15. 11 out. And 12, Emperor Ali, 26. 340 equal favourites, 2 Aaliyah, and number 6, Chief Command.
Yeah, Wallace got 4 of the 10 this race. I like one of them, Aaliyah. I will grant you, I thought he would have done better here the other day, and Corey got off him. And I said to Corey, I wanted to pull a bit of... He didn't want to make any excuses when I spoke with him. He had barrier one. He run third. And that was only second up. He'll be a lot fitter today. And this is not an overstrong lot. He's got the ability to beat these. Number 6 for second, Chief Command for Gay and Adrian. It's run 2/4 this time in. And you would expect that it'll be ready now to produce its best. Form's not startling. The 4th were at Kembla and at Gosford. They've got beat 3 lengths here the other day. Number 9, Monterey Lad. It hit the line good somewhere the other day when it runs 3rd. That was at Canberra. Yeah, really hit the line. I don't know about the opposition, but the run was okay. And number 8, I'm Kate. She was a certainty in a race at Gunnedah on Tuesday, but Chris decided it was too hot that the cart him to Gunnedah and she didn't go. She'll find this 10 times harder. And I tell you what, she had no luck at all here the other day. She couldn't get a clear run, and her run was okay. But whether she's up to winning this, we'll find out. 2, 6, 9, and 8.
Righto, the next event, which is the 4th, 1, Almahaha, 6.50. 2, Don't Leave Me Out, 11. Number 3, Joy For Us, 6.50. 4, Laburnum, 2 even. 5, Mr. Kylan, 26. 6, Vinci Lady, 4.40. 7, 8 out, 9, Buckle Up Baby, 16, 10 out, 11, Partners, 19, 12, Sugarland Express, 101. Favourite 2 even is 4, Laburnum, James Cummings, Brenton Abdullah.
It's the other good thing of the day, Sean, Laburnum. James has put the wingers on today. 8 starts to win in 3 places. Think and Big, had run second of Think and Big in July, beaten a length and a quarter at Rose Hill, run third of the Fire Trap at Master Ash, beaten a length at Rose Hill. Ran in the Silver Shadow, got beat four to Fiesta. Had another run and went to the paddock. Only got beat a length of three quarters on the Kenzo in September. Resumed the other day on the Kenzo, $1.75 and got beat. Run fourth. Appeared to have every chance, got beat 1.8. But it'll be a lot fitter today, don't worry. You go back to that form during the winter, you'd think $2 was a good price. Vinci Lady's not real big, but she's very quick. Number six, Gary Portelli produced the rear the other day, and she showed terrific speed. Collett rode her, and she won well. He's riding her again today. Al-Mahaha, is that Al-Mahaha, whatever you call it. Crossover nose man today. Run seventh at Randwick first up. Got beat a long way, but if you go back to early last year, won a race at Canterbury in January and just got beat there by It's So Obvious. It strikes that form, it'll run okay. And Three Joy for Us, coming back in distance. But what happened there, Kim gave it a break. And she had trial good the other day. It was a terrific trial. 4, 6, 1, and 3.
All right, now they're at the barriers at Corowell. Just do a quick update here, Gary. That's what I can see. Favourite One Jungle Book, $4.10, $5. The tote favourite on the fixed odds is Blazing Ash, the five at $2.70. Let's go to Paul Francis for his call. They're loading.
So they're coming up.
Just have a look at the market here.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks very much, and good morning to everyone listening on Sky Sports Radio. And the horses are moving up here. We've got the Jungle Book at $4.10. $4.90 about Blazing Ash, $4.40 Nestle Dew. As the horses start, they're loading up well now. Blazing Ash is about to get set. So it's coming up. So Blazing Ash goes up. Now both Jeff Gervais about to move up. Only guessing. Thank you very much, Ben. Moving up, and good morning to everyone watching on Sky Racing. Now the red cap is only guessing for one of the Jeff Gervais candidates here. The other one's Nestle Dew for Blake McDougall, who rode four winners here at the last meeting. So he's having a very good run at the moment. So they're almost set. Spanish Poet just took a dive at the gates there. It's on the inside, Spanish Poet. This is the first of seven, about to go racing. Spanish Poet got the best of it. Nestle Dew a little bit slow to come away. Is easing back towards the inside as they settle down. Pickham and Blazing Ash began very quickly with Mare of Methil. And they're followed by Spanish Poet going up, only guessing the outside. They're followed by No Sweat, who's racing in the all-blue colours around the outside. Followed then by Trisha's Diamonds. Then Sping King. Nestle Dew is third last in the race. And getting back with it on the inside is Jungle Book. And War Image is back. Last of all, so down the side of the track they race, and Pickaboo is the leader from moving up and outside. Now Spanish Poet has come away from the right, it's over on the inside, and Pickaboo it's outside, there followed by Blazing Ash in third placing. Then came Only Guessing, followed by Mare of Methil. Nestle is working through, she's in about six as they turn. War Image out wide with Spin King, and further back in the, on the inside is Jungle Book, a fair way back, but he's coming home well. Down the straight they won, Blazing Ash out wide, Pickaboo fighting it out here with a 200 metre mark, followed by on the inside Spanish Poet's coming back. Spanish Poet, Pickaboo and Blazing Ash on the outside. Blazing Ash went to the front close to the line. Blazing Ash comes away to win it. Second, it's very close. Pickaboo there, and also Spanish Poet, Nestle Dew and Flashing Home, Mare of Methil, and also in that group was Jungle Book on the inside. They were being followed behind those runners over the line. Spin King, War Image, followed then by Trisha's Diamonds, Only Guessing, and last of all was No Sweat.
Five at a photo. Number five gets home. Blazing Ash, 270, 140. Second possibly the eight, Pickaboo at 310, and number 10, Spanish Poet, at $2.60. Now back to Gosford today. Race five is the Debortley Takeover Target Stakes. One Deploy, $7. Two Tactical Advantage, 360. Three Easy Eddie, 460. Four Handsome Thief, 31. Number five, Isaurian, 390. Six Demerara, $4. Seven and eight out. Nine Clipper, 950. Ten out and 11 Invicta, 151. Favourite, 360. Number two, Tactical Advantage, Chris Lees, Brenton Abdullah.
Be hard to beat, but I like the figure. Often will Tactical Advantage. I think all three will run very, very well. all, and all of them produced really good runs last start. Timmy Clark's run, the one I like, Demerara, its run at Durban was an absolute ripper last start. It was on December 29, 1200 metre benchmark, or listed race it was, and got back in a field of 15, worst of midfield, and rocketed to the line. Robbie Fraud rode it. Now, Sean, if you go back through its form, won a race at Rose Hill in November, had about 5 weeks break before that Durban run, started favourite in a listed race at Morphettville in September, and I remember it well as Scone and the black type Denise's Joy in May at the Carnival. In good time, beat at about 2.5 lengths. Got a ton of talent. Does get back a shade, but I think it'll be very hard to beat here. The stablemate, the Saurian, with Kieran McAvoy to ride. It's run at Doomben on the same day. Was an absolute ripper. It got way back in a big field and got beat 3/4 of a length in a listed race. And that one was behind Fiery Heights. The run was terrific. That was 1,100, and it'll appreciate the 1,200. Got Barrier 1 and Kay McAvoy, who'd win on a broomstick. A terrific form last prep. Technical Advantage's run in Brisbane was outstanding. It ran 6 in that race. That Asaurian finished a bit closer than it, about 3/4 of a length closer. Now, this horse was running 14th into the straight in a field of 16. Just got a half check or hampered, got to the outside and rocketed home to get beat a length and a half. The run was sensational. I reckon all three have got terrific chances, and of course, you can't leave out Easy Eddie. He steps up in class now, but he'll probably lead this. Those three that I've mentioned aren't leaders, and he's won his last two at Warwick Farm End on the Kenzo. It's a big rise in class, but he's got a ton of speed. 6, 5, 2, and 3.
Right, over we go to the Gosford Quarries Gold Cup now. 1 Fabrizio, $13. 2 Singing, 13. 3 Grand Rosso, 18. 4 Satana Rose, and 460. I Prioritise, $8. Number 6, plus 6. 7 Articus, 18. 8 Arise, $6. 9 Roman Sun, 310. 10 out, 11 The Getaway, 81. 12 Wild About Her, 34. Favourite, 310, 9 Roman Sun. Just before you get your tips, Gary. Totes are there at Corowa, the first. 5 Blazing Ash, 270, 140. 8 Pickaboo, 310. 10 Spanish Poet, 260. Fourth one, Jungle Book. Quinella, 960. The Exacta, $20.30. Trifecta, $57.70. The 446.60. What do you like, Gary?
Hello,
Gaz.
Yeah, mate. I'm here.
What do you like?
I like Richard Treven's horse, Raven Sun. Number 9, a Progressive Stayer, bred by the late great J.B. Cummings, who won a derby with the sire Roman Emperor, and he also trained as a veal mare, Miss Mellis, who is the mother of this horse. Mate, his run the other day was very good in the Summer Cup. 2,000 metre race. He got me 2.3. He was back near last. Regan Bayless rode him. And he was actually last at the 700. Held up at the top of the straight. When he got clear, he chased hard, got me 2.3. His second run over the mile at Randwick was good. Second up, beyond Tip Top. And he has won over 2,200. McAvoy rides today. That's a huge plus. It'll do me. The Tono Raza, the Japanese horse of Wallace, tried to lead all the way the other day in that race, in the Summer Cup. McDonald elected the lead on him. God, he gave a good sight. He only got run down late, got beat a length. His form before that was 4. He ran in the Villiers. He got beat 7 runs, second last. But the preparation before he ran in the Cheltenham with the Kings. Out of the Hill Stakes. So you say his form was 4. He got beat a long, long way. But, I mean, the class was a lot, lot better than today. But he'll run okay. Number 6, Sir Plush. Could be the leader with Satano Rails. Will it get the trip? That's a worry. But usually horses that get a mile at Randwick will get the 2,000. 2000 or the 2100 at Gosford. So I got him in. Riverdale was one, for example, and he won the cup. And Singing won this race last year. It's a bowl move by Chris Lees and the Australian Bloodstock. Start him in a 2100 first up without a trial. Goes terrific fresh. Good front roller. Front runner. Don't leave him out, Sean, if you're taking a quaddy. 9, 4, 6, and 2.
Righto. Now the next event, race 7. And this is the Cusick. Now, number one, it's so obvious, 330. Two Sky Ray, 280. Three is out. Four all from scratch, $7. Five, Nick's Vendetta, 460. Six, Dunaton, $7. Seven out. Eight, Leo Gang, 13. Nine, Soul Revival, 26. Ten, Manning Treasure, 51. Favourite, 280 is number two, Sky Ray.
Oh, but it's so obvious. It was real good here the other day, first up. Excuse me. Worse at midfield in a 1,100 metres Cusick Prelude, and this is the Malcolm Cusick. This one, a $60,000 class four, sponsored by none other than the TAP. Jamie Rogers will be here today. She's a ambassador for the Gosford Gold Cup Carnival, representing TAP. She was here the other day. And this horse in the Prelude was outstanding. Robbie Dolan rides. Claims two, they'll come into 57. Robbie rode it the other day, first up. Hadn't run since April. Worse than midfield, four wide, no cover. Got outside the leader at the 600, end straightening up, and it was very, very strong. Goes well on the home track here. Lovely barrier. Greg McFarlane's got her, I think she'll win. Two Sky Ray. Pulled up late on the Kenzo the other day when it ran second last. Terrific third behind Gongs, not beaten less than a length at Warwick Farm before that. Can mix his form a bit, but I reckon he's got a good chance for Tommy Berry. All from scrap, barrier one, lovely run off the speed on the rail, could run a place, and Nick's Vendetta likewise. Forget the first up run, too many things went wrong. 1, 2, 4, and 5.
Interesting you say about Singing being first up. He's a 9-year-old. He won his first start in a race over 2,000. There's been other times when he's been, you know, 20-week spell, come back, run second to Group 3 over 2,000. And he's had two trials, Gosford and Wyong, so he's first up. Interesting
way to... Yeah, well, those runs you're talking about there were overseas, of course, weren't they, before he came to Australia.
But
they've had a few issues with him, like injuries, etc., but he put three together here, I think it was last prep.
Yep.
And Chris wouldn't have him in it if he didn't think he'd run a strong 2,100.
Exactly. That'd be interesting. What do you like there today, Gas?
Judge Judy, race one. Mm-hmm. I know you watch the show, so you'll probably have something on it.
Well, it's a learning curve, because you just know what to expect in your front court when you see that, you know.
A learning curve. It's about as good a learning curve as that show you were on.
Price
Come
is
on
right.
Down.
Come on down, mate. That was that was highly intelligent and educational. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I realise that.
Plus, you only looked at the models, I know that.
The 3-year-old granddaughter used to love it.
It's probably the same mental level as me.
That's
why. That's
where you got your kick along. That's where you got the big money.
Big money, yeah, good.
Mate, this is always a great day, Cup Day at Gosford. The takeover target's an absolute ripper. To me, it's a standout race of the day. But the Cup's a very strong field too. And the Cusick, a class four plate, has always been won by a decent horse on the way up. So we're looking forward to a huge day, mate.
All right, we'll look forward. We'll hear your late mail down the line through the day, Gary. Have a top day there.
We'll do our best. Thanks, mate.
All right, Gary Harley. It's 27 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
There's nothing better than summer racing on the Northern Rivers. This Friday, Ballina stages their Summer Cup meeting with Country Showcase prize money. Ballina tips from 10, Friday morning on Sky Sports Radio.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 4 at Rosehill and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account pets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858. 60 months interest free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman massive half yearly clearance ends this weekend. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 60 months interest free store wide. Big brands, big savings. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman massive half yearly clearance ends this weekend.
The South Coast has produced some thrilling racing action this summer, and we're back there again Monday with the $35,000 Naruma Cup and Town Plate. Catch the Maria Tips race morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
29 past 10, and let's jump into the latest news and sport now. Here's Madison Clansclane.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, at the Aussie Open last night, Ash Barty matched her career-best result in her home Grand Slam, winning through to the third round, while Australian wildcard Kimberly Birrell stunned world number 29 Donna Vekic to reach the third round as well. Italy's Andre Seppi handed Australian Jordan Thompson a straight sets defeat, while Aussie young gun Alex Poppyrin leads the Aussie action today when he takes on Dominic Thiem. But Nick Kyrgios has taken a swipe at Leighton Hewitt in a since-deleted Instagram post, asking his followers last night in a poll who Hewitt might be watching. The options were Alex Diminor or no one else. Kyrgios also had a crack at Roger Rashid and Brownlow medalist Jared Healy for criticising him, claiming they have zero credibility. And in cricket, the Melbourne Renegades thrashed the Sydney Sixers by 7 wickets at the SCG last night, the victory moving them to second on the Big Bash ladder. That's all on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Look, there's no easy way to do this, but I can't work here anymore. You know I love it here. In fact, you're the reason I've stayed here so long. It's just, the time has come. I have got to get home for dinner.
Hate saying goodbye to your radio? Download Radio App on your phone and take your favourite station anywhere. Radio App, free from the App Store and Google Play.
Join us for the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition weekday mornings from 5:30. We'll have all the latest news from the world of sport and racing, plus expert opinion and special guests. That's the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition from 5:30.
Your next chance to experience Kia Friday Night Racing at Canterbury Park is this Friday.
Enjoy live music and delicious delights at the Canterbury Foodies Market.
A host of kids' entertainment and the $90,000 cash giveaway.
With free entry, it's a Friday night carnival that everyone can enjoy.
So get your friends and family together at Canterbury Park this Friday for Kia Friday Night Racing. Hospitality packages start at $60 in the Guinness restaurant.
To find out more, visit theraces.com.au.
Today's form guide is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 per second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio loves talking racing.
The people,
the jockeys,
the horses.
Time now for Punter's Postmortem. Analysis of the weekend's racing.
Plus your call.
Sky Sports Radio covers all the best greyhound action in New South Wales. And Saturday night promises to be huge with the grand final of the Group 1 Falls of Thunder. Tips race morning at 10:45, then all the Wentworth Park racing. Saturday night on Sky Sports Radio.
On Racing HQ, time now for Chinwag with Cozzy.
It's 28 to 11 and I'm speaking with an absolute legend.